It's time for the Giant Rewind, a look back at last week's game through the calls of WBDG's announcers.
So now it's first and 10 for the Giants. It's going to be a fake pitch. Gibson's going to take it himself once again up the right side. He gets the outside corner, and Trent Gibson's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown, the 24-yard touchdown by Trent Gibson. The Giants are right back in this game.
Mr. Gibson, have yourself a day.
And at halftime, it'll be a 13-7 lead for the Center Grove Trojans. There's a snap to Gibson. He's going to fake the handoff. This time he's going to throw it. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted at the 50-yard line. It's intercepted by Jackson Scott up the right side. Scott is inside the 20. Scott is going to take this all the way. And Center Grove will get the pick six touchdown, the 50-yard pick six by Jackson Scott.
Not at all a way you want to start the half. And now 19-7, the score for Center Grove.
This is going to be a high squib kick, and it will, I believe, it bounce out of bounds. It's on the ground. It's a free ball, and Center Grove recovers it. The Giants thought that it was going to bounce out of bounds, and it was probably 2 to 3 inches away from doing so.
Yes.
But it bounced high in the air. It stayed in bounds, and it'll be passed on the backfield next to Gibson. Gibson's going to take it himself. He's going to fake the option, go inside, and
there
Gibson is going to score the touchdown himself, the 3-yard touchdown run up the middle for Trent Gibson, and the Giants are trying to fight their way back. Gibson in passing mode here. He's going to throw again. This time he gets it inside for complete. It's going to be driven in for a touchdown for the Giants. Great play by the Giants. That's Dylan Moore there on the touchdown catch. As it's going under 5 now. So our final here from Ray Skillman Stadium, 48-20. The final score. The Center Grove Trojans get their first win of the season. They go up to 1-3. The Giants fall down to 1-3.